CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Glad that you tuned in with us today. And I want to remind you, if you missed any of our previous programs, or maybe you'd like to make a donation to help support our ministry, you can go to our website, hopeishere.today, find any of our podcasts, or if you want to make a financial contribution to help support the cost of this radio ministry and the podcast that we make available on our website, simply go to hopeishere.today, and you'll see the donate button there on our homepage, and we'd really appreciate any donation you can make to help us. Well, I'll talk to you today about a study that I did by John Ortberg, and it was entitled An Ordinary Day with Jesus. And it's been over 15 years since I did this, but I was digging back through some files the other day, and I just want to talk to you about just simply living a day in Jesus' name. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17 says, "Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." And so you say, you know, well, Greg, what is an ordinary day with Jesus like? Well, I love what Ortberg talks about. And he says, you know, the fact of the matter is that we can only live in Jesus' name one day at a time. Maybe you're like me. I want to figure out what's going to happen, not just today, but next week, next month, next year, and in 2025. And yet, God doesn't ask us to do that. He just says, you know what? Live in my name one day at a time. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34 says, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Can I get an amen? Brad Taylor with the amen in the background, baby. You know what? Brad's our producer, by the way. Great help to this program. Couldn't do it without him. Appreciate my man, Brad Taylor. But, you know, there's the fact of the matter is we all have issues. We all have things that do concern us, but God wants us just to lay them at the foot of the cross, give them to Jesus. And I remember this verse, my mom used to say it to me as a kid, and honestly, I didn't really like this verse, and I apologize, God, but I'm always going to be transparent with you here on Hope is Here. And Psalm 118:24, she used to come in and wake me up at school and just yell in my room, "Greg, get up." And I'd whine, "I don't want to get up." And she'd have to go wake up my brothers and sister. And she'd say, come back the next time and say, "Greg, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And I would just mutter underneath my breath, "I'm glad somebody's glad about it." Psalm 118:24. But I've never forgotten that verse. And I'm so thankful that seed my mom planted in my life over 40 years ago. And in fact, I used to have it, found it at a bookstore on a little like piece that you could sit on your desk that verse was inscribed on, this piece of woodwork. And I had that on there. And when I sat down at my desk, I would see that every day. So no matter how I felt physically, how I was doing mentally or emotionally, I could say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And you know what? After that flood happened in my grocery store and we tried to survive for a couple years for wind up having to file bankruptcy, I saw that sign sitting on my desk every day when I came in there, knowing that I was $2 million in debt. And I'm glad I had that. I'm glad, more importantly, that my mom planted that seed. And so I want to encourage those of you that have children. I want to encourage those of you that are aunts, uncles that maybe don't have kids. I want to encourage those grandparents. Keep speaking those scriptures to your loved ones, because even though you may not get a response in a text or ever get a verbal affirmation from them, you are planting seeds that at the proper time God will use. In fact, I love Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. It says, "Do not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up." And I know so many people that they're discouraged. In fact, I heard Wayne Smith say one time, he thinks one of Satan's greatest tools is the tool of discouragement. And I just want to encourage you today that do not grow weary in doing good, even if you're not going to get a response, because Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, "For at the proper time, you will reap a harvest if you do not give up." And I've seen God do this time and time again in my life. And I want to encourage you today with that. Well, let's look at the different aspects of your day. If you're going to have an ordinary day with Jesus, one of the things that was really interesting, the study by John Ortberg that I did several years ago, was the first thing is that your day actually begins at night. You're like, hold on now, Greg. Let me make sure maybe I didn't use my Q-tips correctly this morning. Sorry I'm out, but I thought I heard you say your day begins at night. That is correct. Genesis chapter 1, verse 5. Chapter 1, verse 5 says, "There was evening and there was morning the first day." And obviously God is an order. He specifically wrote the Bible. And he said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 5, "There was evening and there was morning the first day." And I tell you, I think one of the reasons why he said this, because one of the things that I think, especially in the United States, that we struggle with is sleep. You know, we've got the night used to, of course, before we've had electricity, before we had cable TV with over 500 channels and things. You know, when it got dark, things ended. Families ate, and then people went to bed. And so the nighttime was saying it's time to slow down, it's time to rest, and yet we don't do that in our culture. In fact, we're just getting started most of the times, and some of you may be like me, some of those UK ball games, especially those 9 o'clock tip-offs, and a couple of them have gone to overtime, man, it makes for a late night, and then the next morning comes very early. But one of the points that in The Ordinary Day with Jesus by John Ortberg, it says, sleep is actually an act of trust. Sleep is actually an act of trust. Psalm chapter 3, verse 5 says, "I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord takes care of me." And for some of you tonight, maybe that's a verse that you need to read, because I know a lot of people that have problems sleeping. That's Psalm chapter 3, verse 5. "I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me," or simply means the Lord takes care of me. Another thing about sleep that's so important is that sleep is actually a gift from God. Psalm 127, verse 2 says, "In vain you rise early and you stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for God grants sleep to those he loves." And so many of you, I talked about in the program on Monday of this week, a couple of days ago, you may need to get the podcast, I talked about that a lot of people I know are discouraged, and they even wonder if God loves them, or maybe he's forgotten them. And I want to remind you that God does love you. And Psalm 127:2 reminds us of that, and says that you don't have to rise early all the time and stay up late trying to get all of your to-do lists. Some of you are big to-do list people. Maybe for some of you, the best thing you could do tonight is go to bed early. Go to bed at 10 o'clock. You don't have to see the news before you go to bed. In fact, that might be keeping you awake at night. Or you don't have to see every ball game. I can't believe I'm even saying this, but there's been a few basketball games recently and football games that, you know what, fourth quarter came or last 5 minutes of the game. I just went to bed because, guess what? You can get all the highlights on ESPN the next day or go online and see those. So get some sleep, because as my good friend Am Reinhold says, you know, things usually look a lot better in the morning after a good night's sleep. So some of you say, okay, Greg, I get it. I need more sleep, but how can I improve my sleep? Well, the first thing you got to do is get enough. And that's what I was just talking about, going to bed earlier. Obviously, everybody's seen medical research that recommends 8 hours. So that would be great. Can't say that I always get that, but try to get at least 7. Some of you try to do 6. And I just think medical research shows it's really pushing it. You're like, well, how can I do that? Well, once again, turn the old TV off. That's one of the things in my room. I used to have a TV, and setting up on a dresser, I could watch ball games and other things. And I took it out. Got the cable disconnected because I knew I was staying up way too late watching things like that. So there's little things like that. Obviously, not drinking lots of caffeine after 6 o'clock could cause that. another thing that helps, and I would suggest, make sure that you resolve any conflicts that you can before you go to bed. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 and 27 says, "Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold." You know, if we've got some turmoil going on or conflict, it makes it hard to sleep sometimes. And so I want to encourage you to practice what Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 through 27 did. Here's a third recommendation I'd like to suggest to you, and this is not an exhaustive list by any form or imagination, but third suggestion that John Olberg makes, he says, invite Jesus to be with you when you wake the next day. Okay, in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23, one of my favorite verses, it says, "Great is his faithfulness. God's mercies begin fresh each day." That's Lamentations 3:23. Great is God's faithfulness. His mercies begin fresh each day. And, you know, we need that. A lot of times it may be raining. They talk about rain, so I carry an umbrella with me or bring my jacket just in case. And you know what? I'm being prepared. Well, you want to be prepared when you get up in the morning. Instead of saying, "Oh, God, it's morning," say, "Good morning, Lord." You know, there's a big difference in saying, "Good morning, God," and instead of saying, "Oh, God, it's morning." And just being thankful that you can get out of bed. I know there's a lot of people at Cardinal Hill and kids at Shriners Hospital that would love to be able to get out of bed on their own. And yet not everybody can do that. Also, when you wake up, I want to encourage you to renew your invitation to Jesus. Some mornings, I don't do it every morning, I should, but I just get on my knees as soon as I get out of bed. Just thank God for another chance to do life. And even though there may be some challenging meetings, conversations coming up today, just the thanking that he's going to be with me and that I don't have to go through it alone, that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are with me. Another thing I want to encourage you when you wake up is speak to Jesus about any anxieties or concerns that you feel. 1 Peter 5, 7, a simple verse that I know has really helped me a lot through the years, says, "Cast all your anxieties on God because he cares for you." Say that again, 1 Peter 5, 7, "Cast all your anxieties on God because he cares for you." And last but not least, in waking up in the morning, I want to encourage you to acknowledge your dependence on Jesus. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." This is simply another way of saying, "Lord, I need your help. I'm worn out. But your word promises me in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, that if I come to you, that you will give me rest." And Philippians 4, 13 says that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And on our own, a lot of days we can't do it. But I'm so thankful to know that we don't have to do it alone, that Jesus wants to help us and that he can give us hope even when we don't see it in our circumstances. And last but not least, to have an ordinary day with Jesus, I just want to encourage you to look and learn to find God in each moment of your day. Just look to see where he's at. Just kind of review your day with God. Turn the TV off. Turn your cell phone off. I mean, man, I know between text, Facebook, Twitter, it's always my phone's beeping, emails too. Notices come up, alerts on that. And just turn that phone off and just kind of do what Psalm 46:10 says. Be still and know that I am God. And just see where God worked in your day. And maybe, you know, journal, write those down. I've got a journal. I don't do it every day, but when I do it, man, it's amazing to see how many times God has worked in a powerful way. And just thank God for the blessings of that day and ask for his help in any problems that you have. And that's one of the ways that you can have an ordinary day with Jesus and live in Jesus' name each day. Well, that's going to wrap up our program today. My name is Greg Horn. Make sure that if you tuned in late today or you missed any of our other podcasts, go to our website simply at hopeishere.today. See you tomorrow at 12:45 p.m. on Life 99.1 FM. Let's be honest. Medicare can be really confusing. Scott County resident Jason Biddle has over 17 years helping seniors and retirees with issues surrounding Medicare, health care, and Social Security. Don't give yourself a headache. Contact Jason Biddle today with any insurance questions you have related to Medicare, health care, and Social Security. Contact Jason today for help at 502-395-1603. That's 502-395-1603.